Prairie Zone, WPRE. Good afternoon. Thanks for listening to the afternoon show. I have on the line a Mr. Michael Tashner. How are you doing today, Michael?
I'm fantastic, Todd. How are you today?
Excellent. I appreciate you taking time to speak to our listeners about 4th of July and fireworks-related injuries, a very serious topic this time of year that sometimes can go overlooked until it's too late. First of all, begin by just describing who you are and what you do, Mr. Tashner.
Thank you very much, Todd. I am an optometrist, and I have a vision clinic in Platteville, Tashner Vision Clinic. As far as an optometrist, I not only see people for their regular eye exams as far as needing glasses and contact lenses, but a lot of times I'll have patients referred to me from the emergency room, or they'll just contact me directly in regards to eye injuries that occur. So we really see a broad gamut of patients who need a variety of different types of eye care.
I have to assume that this time of year you have an uptick in the amount of patients you see with fireworks-related injuries to the eye.
Absolutely. You just see a lot more people obviously involved in trying to celebrate such a great holiday as our Independence Day for such a great country. But especially since a lot of kids like to use fireworks to kind of help celebrate the occasion, you just do start to see more injuries.
And that was one of my questions. Who are most susceptible to receiving eye injuries during this time of year?
Fantastic. Most of the time, it's going to be younger kids. Even with the adults handling things appropriately, you can have a variety of shrapnel being given off. But one thing that people kind of suspect are especially sparklers, they feel are fairly safe. Those little sparks can fly off and get into the eye and either have a piece of debris lodged in the eye or actually just burn the cornea. So actually over 50% of the injuries are actually kids.
Okay, and you talked briefly about the cornea. Now, my question is, what other types of injuries occur to the eye?
Well, as far as the cornea, and maybe we should even just say a little bit about that, the cornea is actually the part of the front surface of the eye that covers the colored part. So it's like where people wear contact lenses and things such as that. So if you've ever had something get into your eye, like a little piece of dust or something, that's the part that can be so irritating. And if you can imagine actually a burn occurring there where you can't get it out or a piece of debris that's lodged in there, very, very uncomfortable. Otherwise, you certainly get other types of, like, lacerations as far as, like, cuts from, like, firecrackers that explode, contusions, basically just bruises, all types of injuries around the eye. You can get black eyes and some definitely some injuries around the eye with that.
So can these injuries oftentimes result in reduced visibility or even blindness in some cases?
Well, in a worst-case scenario, you could have blindness where if the eye is damaged beyond repair. Fortunately, we don't see that real often, but as far as you can have a lot of blurred vision while the eye is healing. So it can be pretty traumatizing to a young person if they can't see very well and they're just not used to having that happen when they've always used to being able to see very clearly.
I think one of the most important things for us to discuss is how children and young adults can stay safe when using fireworks. What suggestions can you offer, Mr. Tashner?
Well, certainly the least fun one, but the safest one would be to really just keep young kids from using them who really don't have the ability to know better than to keep their eyes protected. But certainly, I mean, a lot of people who do work around machines and things such as that, around grind wheels, you can have, like, safety glasses and things such as that can protect the eyes. And a lot of times just having more of an adult presence and maybe just using some works that are a little bit farther away and more safely handled by adults would be the best thing for the kids.
We've talked about who's susceptible to fireworks-related injuries, what type of injuries occur, how young adults and children can stay safe. Mr. Tashner, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, you certainly want to just take everything with some moderation because you do want to have an opportunity to celebrate. But most of the time, once again, kids just get so excited, and you see it in all types of different things. When they ride a bike, they want to go out in the street right away. Sometimes you just kind of have to be the adult and just kind of say no and just kind of be a little bit more preventative. That's always the big thing, to stop it before it happens.
We're speaking this afternoon with Michael Tashner. He's an optometrist in Platteville. If you'd like to learn more about Mr. Tashner and the work that he does, TashnerVision.com. Is that your website, sir?
That is.
All right. Well, thanks for speaking with us this afternoon, sir. And listeners out there, take it from Mr. Tashner. Safety first this 4th of July and even before. You're listening to Prairie Zone, WPRE in the afternoon show.